This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dave has the day off. Steve Thompson sitting in. You normally hear me on Saturdays. College football final in the fall. Pleased to be joined by Pete Najarian today. Josh Wheeler is our producer. And Pete, there is so much going on this time of year. You got Golden Gopher football, you got the Vikes and Bears, you got the Timberwolves on the road at Boston, you got the Loons playing later today. You've got all that small college football. And oh, by the way, prep bowl in the rearview mirror.
It's unbelievable. This is the best time of the year, right? I mean, this is Christmas in November. It's absolutely phenomenal. I love what we're seeing, and I loved what we saw out of our Golden Gophers yesterday. I know we were on the wrong side of it, but it was only by a point. We did everything that we could have, should have. There were some turnovers that were costly, but it was a great football game, Steve. It really was. It was fun. I was lucky to be there. I was standing on the sidelines just watching these big guys move around the way they did, and the Golden Gophers have nothing to be embarrassed about, nothing to be they can look back and say, you know what, we played the game well. We had a couple of mistakes, and the biggest one being that fake punt, I think. In my mind, that was the biggest play of the game.
Yeah, and it's a year, Pete, where the margin of error has been so slim in most of these games. You think about the opener against North Carolina, yeah. One that probably got away. That game at Rutgers comes to mind, and then that game yesterday. I mean, the Gophers were right there. They just didn't seal the deal.
Yeah, it's been an incredible year. I go back to the Michigan game. Now, the Rutgers game, That's a different story for me. I didn't like the way we played. I don't like how we approached the game. I don't like the fact that we only ran the ball about 13 times. I think yesterday was exactly what Gopher football should look like. We had an offense that were we getting huge chunks running the football? No, but we put the ball in the hands of the running backs for 35 different times, and they got a little bit over 100 yards. Now, I know that's only about 3 yards a carry, but you've got to have that as part of your offense. You've got to sort of explore things on that side, and if you're getting three and a half yards per carry, I think that's enough. You've got to keep the defense honest, obviously, and I think that's one of the things we did so well. By the way, our defensive line and our defense in general played so much better against Penn State than they did against Rutgers. Against Rutgers, they were getting pushed around. It was embarrassing. We just didn't play well, I don't think, in that game. I don't think we ran the ball enough. We needed to do some more of that. But we've got some great receivers, so I understand why we want to get the ball in the air. But we shouldn't be a team that's throwing the ball 45 times. I think we're a team that we're probably best if we throw it 25 to 30 times. And Max Brosmer's been a great quarterback this year for the Gophers. I still look at that Michigan game and shake my head, Steve. I really do. The Rutgers game, we played poorly. The Michigan game, we played well. And if it wasn't for a bad call, we had a great opportunity to beat them in the big house, and they took that away from us.
In 11 games, the only game they really weren't in was the Iowa game. Mm-hmm. They got handled pretty good by Iowa. But speaking of the big rivalries, Floyd is in Iowa City. They have a chance. Paul Bunyan's axe. Wisconsin coming up quickly on Friday. Huge game, not only for the Badgers to get bowl eligible, but a chance for the Gophers to finish a regular year 7-5. This is a big game. It always is with the Badgers.
It is. This is a big one. You know, any of these big trophy games, and I'm not talking about the made-up trophy games. We got way too many of those these days. But when you've got a trophy with somebody that goes back over 100 years, like it is with Iowa, like it is with Michigan, like it is with Wisconsin, that's meaningful. And this rivalry has been there, and it's lived up to what all these rivalries are, which is, you know what? You can throw away what they did during the season. You go up there, and it turns into a different game. And I think that we have to be very careful. We can't look past Wisconsin by any means because of the fact that Nebraska just blew them off the map just yesterday. But I think we can learn from that. We can look at what Nebraska did that had so much success, and that's going to help us. And I think that the way PJ and the coaching staff is approaching with this football team has been great. I like what they did with this one-year player that we've got with Max Brosmer. Gosh, I wish we had him for another year, but this will be big for him, and he has stepped up when it's time to be – a guy who needs to step up, and he has done it. And I'm impressed with what he's been able to do this year with the offense and throwing the ball to Daniel Jackson and Spencer. And the one other mistake, I think, yesterday, by the way, was we threw to the tight end on that great gimmicky play. And I love the coaches for coming up with that flea flicker type of a play that we had yesterday, and we threw it to Gears. He gets the touchdown. I don't think we threw him the ball more than twice during the entire game. And tight ends are the position that you have to throw them the ball. Tyler Warren, the tight end slash running back slash everything for Penn State, he's probably one of the best in the entire country at that position right now. And I love what that kid brings. He's big, he's fast, he's athletic. But I think that it's something where the tight end is always open. I say it all the time as a former linebacker. You always let the tight end catch the ball. You want to get away and get in the passing lanes for the receivers. Well, that means throw the ball to the tight end. And we didn't do that yesterday. And I think when the games are there and we do really well offensively, we usually get the ball to the tight end four or five times. We didn't do that yesterday, and I think that was one of the missed parts of the offense that we had yesterday.
And the college game is started to mirror the pro game in that way. They have a bigger and bigger role. You look at how huge a tight end is in the NFL. You could argue, other than wide receiver number one, having a good tight end is super important.
You know, it's funny you say that. I would say you're 100% right on that. I don't really worry about receiver one. I'd rather have a big running back and get the ball to the tight ends. And occasionally when the defense does start to cheat up too much, then you can go to those wide receivers. But I think every team in America has great receivers. I truly do. Now, the guys who have a special tight end, that makes the difference. And if you go back all the way back to Joe Montana, what made Joe so great? Tight ends. What made Tom Brady so great? The tight ends. Most people can't even name a receiver on the teams for the Patriots. They all know it's Gronk, but they don't name a receiver. Just think about that for a minute and understand why that means, and I've said this forever, the tight ends are there, and if you've got big athletic tight ends, you have a great opportunity to have a great offense.
Pete Najarian, by the way, Dave has a day off. Steve Thompson sitting in on the program. Josh Wheeler is our producer today. A little bit more about college football. I've got to squeeze this in about the local teams, D2, D3 playoffs real quick, Pete. But before we get to a break, then we're going to talk a little high school football. I just want to slide this by you. Minnesota State on the road at Augustana, the Northern Sun champ. 10 points in the final minute and a half to win in advance. They'll be at CSU Pueblo next Saturday. Meanwhile, Bemidji State, long trip from Bemidji all the way down to Angelo State in Texas. They get a 10-point win. They'll be out at Western Colorado next Saturday. And then in D3, UW La Crosse beat Northwestern of Roseville to advance. And, by the way, Bethel got a win over Coe, and they're going to be at home against Lake Forest. St. John's was idle this week, and they're going to be home against La Crosse up at Clemens Stadium in Collegeville. So D2, D3, and then, by the way, the FCS pairings are going to come out. North Dakota State, they got upset down at South Dakota. We'll see if South Dakota State, who's now kind of the top dog in FCS, are they going to get the number one overall seed? And that's later today.
Those two South Dakota schools, Steve, are absolutely incredible, in my opinion. I marvel at what they've been able to do over the last few years. They've stepped over North Dakota State, and they are just absolutely incredible. And that's a big upset yesterday, I think, with NDSU. That's massive. I love what South Dakota is bringing to the plate right now. One of the two of those two teams, I think, gets to the finals.
Yeah, and it really is great football, too. I mean, they're getting a lot of talent. Kids that maybe don't get a look in the Big Ten, maybe don't get that opportunity, maybe don't get that opportunity in the SEC, but there's a lot of good football players in the Missouri Valley Football Conference and FCS. Hey, we got a break. We've got much more coming up. High school football, prep bowl. A little early this year. Normally it's a Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving, and I love that. But they moved it up because Thanksgiving is late this year and the Vikes come home, etc. So We had games Friday and Saturday. State champions were crowned. The final game of the day, Elk River beat Alexandria, and Elk River head coach Steve Hamilton's going to join us on the Sports Huddle. Pete Najarian's in, Steve in for Dave, here on News Talk, 830 WCCO.